Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House. I'm Marissa Kleiss with Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank.
In the studio, we have Tom Watson here, who's been talking about ThreadCycle and all the other cool King County recycling programs.
That's right. And speaking of recycling, well, I guess more a little bit downstream from that, I wanted to talk real quick about, just to let our listeners know, there is a measure that's going before King County and a proposed septic system fee and monitoring requirement. And this is something that's fairly new. We're just going into the hearing process for this, but there will be a hearing held on Tuesday, June 21st, 6:30 at Tahoma Junior High School. That's down in Ravensdale. So they did make it super close by to, you know, some people in King County. But basically, this is a proposed program that will require everyone with a septic tank, a septic system, to undergo monitoring and testing, and right now it's a requirement in Washington State when you sell a home in King County, at least I believe it's all through the state, that you have to have your septic system inspected by a certified inspector, usually typically pumped out and inspected. And I actually just went through that myself. I have properties on septic, and it's what a jobs program that one is. I got to tell you, I paid somebody, you know, I don't want to say how many hundreds of dollars to sit there and pour water down a box for 25 minutes. But, my system was working fine. And I suppose there's lots of them out there that aren't. And if they're not, then that's going to be a big problem, you know, with pollution, and especially for homes that are located near sensitive areas, you know, wetlands and waterfront and that sort of a thing. It can be pretty disastrous to the environment. So
I'm sure it might be considered a hassle for some of the property owners to have to go through that. But as you say, it's really an environmental benefit. It's benefiting the whole community and the whole area by paying more attention to those septic systems. And that meeting you're talking about, I believe that's in the Covington Kent area.
It is, yes.
And not too inconvenient for many people in South King County. So if they're interested, that would be a great thing.
Definitely
to
be a good thing to think about showing up to listen to the presentation and have your voice heard.
Yes.
So, and Tom, so while we're at it, let's speaking of recycling, So I know you're not directly in charge of the recycling program, but Marissa had some questions. Apparently, you've got a lot of stuff that you recycle.
I try to recycle everything I can. I mean, we're pretty avid recyclers. I mean, I even found out if lids are over 3 inches, that they can be recycled. So that was news to me.
Yes.
But our big thing is we live in an apartment building, and we just have the big community dumpster. And I have wine bottles or beer bottles or, you know, any kind of glass jar, and we don't have an actual glass bin. So we've sometimes just been putting it in the big can, so we don't know if we're going to get in trouble because it doesn't seem like maybe those get sorted out the same. How does that work?
Well, I live in an apartment in Seattle also, and apartment buildings should all have recycling and food waste collection systems or programs. And you can check with your property manager. Most of them have the information from the city. In general, it's the same thing that the overall Seattle program accepts. Sometimes there are limitations for space or other reasons. Is it an older building or?
Yeah, a little bit older.
And that can be a challenge. I'm very sympathetic to the property managers and the owners of buildings trying to incorporate this recycling and composting collection, but they do, I believe it's required for a number of recyclables and for the organics for the compostables in apartments now in Seattle. And so they should be able to tell you what you can do. Glass can be kind of a challenge. If you're not sure about something, it's okay to put it in the garbage and try to find out whether it's recyclable for the future. For the food scraps, in a lot of buildings like where I live, you do need to take down your food scraps, and they provide My building provides containers, and the kitchen top or under the sink containers.
And I've seen those little green baggies.
And compostable bags. Okay. My building and many buildings will provide those for free too.
Oh, wow.
Or you can buy them at the drugstore or grocery store. So they're making it easier and easier. But I really think that for recycling, you shouldn't make it this onerous kind of job where it's taking more time. If it's not going to be easy for you, then it's okay to put things in the garbage sometime. Don't feel guilty about that. It's really up to the manufacturers to make it easier for us to recycle and make recyclable products help fund recycling.
Wait. So now, I don't live in the city of Seattle, but from what I've read, I have this vision that there's like, I don't know, call them like stormtroopers that are going inspecting the garbage
cans.
That's
what people call me, Eric. They say, oh, you're the recycling police. And that's not what we want people to think or do at all. It's we want it as a service, and we're trying to reduce the amount of money that the government and taxpayers have to pay to handle garbage.
Sure.
And so that's why we're doing it, and it should be more convenient, and we need to do a better job of educating people about the options for recycling. But if it's too hard for you to recycle, to take something somewhere for recycling.
Sure, sure.
In most cases, it's okay to put that in the garbage. Certain hazardous waste, no. Something like a compact fluorescent light bulb, that can't go in the garbage. There's some other things, electronics. But
sure,
what
sure.
about batteries?
Batteries, the regular alkaline flashlight-type batteries, if you don't have a convenient recycling option, you are allowed to put those in the garbage, but it's better to try and recycle them if you can.
Oh, interesting. But yeah, I know the thing about fluorescent bulbs and all that, though. That's a no-no. Mm-hmm. Motor oil we can recycle at our local transfer stations, and
some may take that, and more likely, well, it's the in King County, it would be the transfer stations where they have the household hazardous waste disposal.
Got it.
And I would even want to double check that, but I believe that they and some other locations, I believe some auto parts stores will take motor oil for recycling.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Done that before. What about paint? I've got about 30 cans of paint in my basement right now, and of various colors. I mean, I could mix them all up and it'd be a beautiful, look like the studio here, maybe a little nice taupe or something.
Well, reusing that would be great if you could. Use it on the inside of a garage or something.
But if it's latex, is there a rule that I heard if I leave the lid off, let it dry out, that I can just put that in the garbage?
Only if it's entirely dry, and usually you have to put something in it. You have to put kitty litter, or you can buy a product that's similar called paint hardener that you put
in there. Okay.
And leave the lid off and put it in the garbage, and they'll take that with the lid off so they know that it's not
all
liquid.
Right. Because I heard
you
somewhere
could
that
donate it to someone
if it's usable.
It. No, I don't know.
Well, don't you have a friend that wants to paint their house 15 different colors?
Not those colors.
No?
Well, you know, you're laughing, but it can be something you really could do to a theater group or something like that. There are places that take donations of paint.
Okay,
maybe not a friend.
I'm going to try and stump you here, Tom, then. Okay.
We're almost out of time, I know.
Mattresses.
There are some mattress recycling locations. You can find those on our website. You could just search King County Recycling. We have a great tool on there called What Do I Do With? Click on that. And for all different kinds of things, including mattresses, you can find locations. But don't just dump them at the side of the road. If it's really in good shape, you might find some place where you can donate it. But find a place to recycle those. We're trying to get a law eventually, and many states already have this, where you can recycle, where the mattress industry would help fund the recycling locations.
Oh, interesting. Sure. Okay. Because I know that can always be kind of a dilemma. It's like, I got this thing. What am I going to do with it?
There's a number of problem items like that. Mm. And it's interesting. Recycling's fascinating. And we appreciate all the efforts of people like you guys to recycle as much as you can and reuse and reduce.
I got caught the other day. I was at the dump, and I had a tire, and that got in the...
That's another
in the
one.
Garbage. Uh-oh. And I didn't even really think about it, but when I was pulling out to pay, this is at another dump, not your fabulous dump. This is one. But boy, they had eyes in the hills and they knew, you know, they got me for that tire, $20, I think it was. So anyway, well, Tom Watson from King County, we really appreciate you joining us on the show today and learning about the Thread Cycle program and your repair cafe. So thanks so much for joining us.
It's been fun.
Thanks
all right.
so much.
And join us next week, 3 o'clock, every Tuesday for Open House at Team Reba.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.